all gardeners out there usually think about how to fertilize their garden and this sort of thing. And one way is to use compost. So there's got to be some tips and tricks on how to do composting correctly. I'm speaking with John Gunter, the county director of the UT Extension Service in Fentress County. And John, first of all, what are some of the benefits of composting?
Well, you know, anytime you have a mature compost that you put on ground, it improves the soil health, the fertility, that soil's available water holding capacity. And it leads also in the end when we find soils that have been heavily composted, we see soils that are higher in the micronutrients that are really important to a lot of plants. And that's something you don't get from a synthetic fertilizer in a lot of ways. So composting is really good. And of course, you know, the big thing about composting as well is we're doing good for the environment. You know, we're not throwing away stuff that we're trying to make ready use out of stuff that, you know, is otherwise waste.
What are some of the requirements? We know we've got to have some product
right
to put in there, but what about other requirements for composting?
Well, you know, I think that's a mistake a lot of folks make when they want to make a compost bin. Say if it's just something small, you know, a family compost bin where they're recycling, you know, maybe leaf debris or grass or things like that. You know, it's got to have air, so it's got to be able to be turned over. The moisture's got to be right. You know, if it doesn't have enough moisture, then you don't get the heat, the necessary heat that you have to pull up the microbes. The temperature, and then another thing too is particle size. You know, if you are composting, whether it's, you know, leaf clippings or grass clippings or leaves or something like that, and even also say we throw away our vegetable, you know, waste and things like that, the smaller those particles are to begin with, the less time it takes to compost, which is a big thing. It's something that you have to take into consideration. A lot of people don't realize, you know, you don't want to put meat and bone products in the same bin that you're putting your other veg, you know, waste in, because the heats and the compost times are totally different on those. The period for breakdown, all that's obviously a lot longer with bone or meat and things like that.
You mentioned turning the product. What is turning?
So, you know, it could be something as simple as you know, every, you know, week or so, week to 10 days, coming in, and if it's not too hard to do, if you can just turn that pile over, turn your, whether it's, you know, your compost pile, flip it over so that the air gets exposed, I mean, the product gets exposed to the air, so that you kind of get everything nice and densely, you know, composted.
Is there anything we need to add, any kind of chemical or anything that we need to add to the compost to make it heat up or do anything like that?
You know, not really. Some people will put lime on it. I'm not sure that it makes any difference. You know, most finished compost is going to have a pH of neutral anyway when it's finished, when it goes through all its heats. I do think one thing that you can do is to take a, you know, a small PVC pipe, drill holes in that, and stick it down the midst of that pile so that air does get up and down through that pile. Really helps out in terms of that. But you can use mycobacteria, you know, mycorrhizae to put in that compost as well. But typically, you know, you're going to have all kinds of organisms ready to compost that for you. So I don't think anything else is really necessary.
Okay, how can we tell it's ready to use once we get all this stuff together and we turn it and we get air in it and stuff?
Yeah, typically, you know, most compost, when you're talking about grasses and leaf litter, things like that, or vegetative stuff, is a, you know, no more than a 3 to 4 month process. If you're using meats or things like that, then it's a total different ballgame. Can take up to 6-8 months, and also varies on how big a size compost pile you have, because obviously a bigger pile can, you know, can gain more heat and decompose faster when you have a lot more there. I would say this, you know, in a lot of our backyard compost folks, you know, be careful about when you're putting the meat product out, because that's also going to draw varmints and things like that. If it's somewhere you don't want, you know, varmints at, dogs or whatever else might come by through the neighborhood and do that.
Composting, it's interesting to gardeners because it can improve their soil.
Absolutely.
We thank you, John. John Gunter, County Director, Fentress County UT Extension Service.